My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's Bish Cakes, EB, and JP. Coming up later this hour, Mike Loxley, head football coach at the University of Maryland, joins us. They're coming off a big win against Connecticut. They've got Michigan State next, so we'll talk to him at 9:45. But right now, joining us is the president and general manager of the Washington Nationals, Mike Rizzo. He is presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Hello, Mike.
So, Mike, I know not a lot of your players will play fantasy football. You don't engage in that, do you?
I don't. I really don't know how it works. And I've never been asked to play by them. So, yeah, no.
JP, he's too busy building a real team. He doesn't have to be dorks like us and build a pretend team.
It is a great point.
Yeah, you know, that'd be like asking JP to host another radio show afterwards.
It's a real baseball team. It's every day of the year.
It's true, but he's got players, and they're like NFL players have fantasy teams.
I know, but they're players. He's crafting the entire organization with his hands, with the help of a bunch of other people. He doesn't want to go make a fake football team like this.
I don't think it's that outrageous. You've been to when Zim would host the event.
Yeah,
a sure. Fantasy football draft.
Correct.
You've been to the event.
I have a team. I have.
I don't think it's outrageous to think maybe Mike would have been invited and had a team.
Kind of funny.
I think Cakes brings up a good point, actually. You got your hands full, don't you, Mike?
Not a lot of time for that, but it does look fun. Those guys get after it, and they really enjoy it. So it must be pretty cool. But it seems like more work than I think I want to put into it.
Yeah, it is a pain in the ass. Believe me, Mike, it's a pain in the ass. I don't even do it anymore. So, dude, we were talking about this. Like Corbin at the end, I mean, he's pitching his ass off here the last couple months, right? I know you're just going to say he's attacking the strike zone and he's not walking guys. Like, I know that's what you're going to say, but I mean, is that all it is? Is it that simple?
Yeah, I mean, he's changed a few things up too. You know, his velocity from his peak years has been down a couple of miles an hour. So I think this year, especially the second half of this year, he's kind of pitched a different way. You know, he's developed a cut fastball to counteract the right-handed hitters. And he throws that slow curveball to go along with, change of speeds on the slider. So, you know, I think he figured out he has to do something different. And he's been kind of morphing into a different type of pitcher where, you know, he's not that power guy that's striking out, you know, 10 batters per nine anymore like he was at his at the height of his career. So he's kind of changed it to a pitch more to contact. He goes deeper in the games and tries to keep the ball off the barrel of the bat. So I think kudos to him for making adjustments as his you know, as he got older and his stuff, his velocity hasn't been as good as it was in the past.
Since that disaster in Arizona, Mike, with a 17 zippy, where he gave up 10 runs, he's had, it looks like, six starts, and his ERA in those last six starts is about 3.6, something like that. I mean, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, you know, he's stuck it to a pretty good Yankees lineup and right. pitched a terrific game. So, yeah, I think he's feeling good about himself right now. And like I said, he's given us a chance to win the last couple of months. So and like we've always said about him, he takes the ball all the time and he's a good mentor to the rest of the young stars that we have.
So Bears Feluga has a really good column about Darren Baker, Dusty Baker's son, finally making it to big league. Got to hit his first at bat. 25 years old, maybe a little bit older than most guys to get their first shot in the majors. Tell us about his game.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the age that most normal college players get to the big leagues. You know, 24, 25, he was a 2021 draft. I think we took him in the 10th round. Yeah, we took him out of high school with the thought that he was probably going to go to Berkeley and play college baseball. But I've known the kid for a long time. He's a wonderful, got great makeup. He's a wonderful kid, but also he knows how to play the game. He's got a high baseball IQ. He's a good runner. He's a good base stealer. A contact hitter that can play several positions for us. And, we see him as a guy that can be, a big part of the future for us, being a complementary player to the other guys that we have in the system.
Hmm. So this is not just a charity September call up. This is a guy that can definitely be a role player in the future.
He was on a 17-game hitting streak.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, the guy hit 290 two years in a row in Triple A. He's got 738 or something stolen bases. Been only caught five times and has moved around. We play him at second base for the most part, but he's also played left field, center field, and we can move him around the diamond a little bit. So, yeah, he's got He's got speed to come off the bench. He's got versatility and gives Davey a lot of options on lineup construction and mid game substitutions gives him the chance to do what he wants to do with the rest of the roster. So there's no charity call ups in this game. It's just it's too valuable of a roster spot to do a favor for. This kid's been. This kid's proven himself at every level and played very, very well at AAA for almost two seasons. So he's earned the right to get that big league uniform on. And it was a fun phone call to make to Dusty to tell him that his kid was coming to the big leagues.
That's awesome. What was Dusty's reaction?
So Dusty was just watching those guys play at Lehigh Valley, which is on the east coast of the country, and flew back flew back home and was actually scouting a game for the Giants in San Francisco when I called him, and he must not have heard the phone call, so he didn't answer it, and then he called me back about 5 minutes later. He goes, "Did you just call me?" I said, "Yeah," and. Said, "What's going on? How you know?" Just kind of chit chatting, and I in a roundabout way told him that Darren was coming to the big leagues, but you can't tell him because we're going to tell him tomorrow in front of the team and that type of thing. So he was, I think he was choked up. There was some awkward silence for a minute or two, and then he was scrambling to make travel arrangements to get he and his wife out to Washington. So it was fun.
Mike, so Davey has moved Cruz up to lead off, and he's dropped CJ. You know, I love CJ, but he's struggled over the last couple months. Just give me your thoughts on the, moving him down and then Cruz at the top.
Yeah, I think I don't put a lot of a thought into where these guys are hitting at this point. We're just trying to figure out, you know, what their strengths and weaknesses are as a hitter. And I think lineup construction is going to be key for us, you know, going into the next year. So I think we need to find out who's, you know, who can hit where and what makes this lineup the most, you know, most dangerous that we can make it. So I think that you'll see a bunch of players hitting a bunch of different spots, for the last 3 or 4 weeks of the season. And we're going to evaluate where we're at and see what is the best lineup that gives us a consistent, gives us a consistent chance to score a lot of runs. So it may change, lefty versus righty, and it may change, throughout the course of the rest of the season, just to kind of get a feel for where we're going to be at and where we want to start this thing off. I know that that both of those guys are going to hit at or near the top of the lineup when it's all said and done, and I think that it's going to make the lineup more dynamic than it has so far this year.
Hey, Mike, have you made arrangements yet to be at the Bears-Commanders game in late October when your Bears come to town? You get to see the number one and number two pick face off against each other.
I will probably be in attendance. Yes, I was in attendance last year, and it was a good day for the Bears. So
it was a good day. Yeah,
it was a really good day.
Did you tailgate?
We got there kind of not real tailgate. We just kind of opened up the trunk of the car and had a few beers, and we brought a big sandwich. So not for too long. We didn't do the grilling and all that stuff, which I like to do. But it was a beautiful day, and it was a fun day of football, the seats I get from Harrelin were wonderful. So.
I'm sure they were.
All right, Mike. We will talk to you next week.
Okay, guys. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
Mike Rizzo, President GM of your Nationals, presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local. Bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. I know we talked about this last week, but I saw two different articles really citing the same source, and it was an MLB insider who said the Nationals are a player for Juan Soto.
I know. I read that, too.
They listed four teams. And the three teams besides the Nationals were ones that you would expect, the big money teams.
I read it too. I still can't find a scenario where the learners come up with the money. I just don't.
Seems like a stretch.
They're going to pay more than what they offered last time when they had the red line.
It didn't really have any hard data in the article.
More speculative. Right. It's just that, Rizzo rolled out the red carpet, kind of what Matt was alluding to in Drabby.
Brought up Cruz
and everybody
to show Soto
when everybody, got along great right. and everything. But it's a more of a feel good story than I think it is a reality.
Yeah. It was interesting.
It would be incredible if it happened. I'd be the biggest cheerleader for it. Like, who cares? Spend the money. I don't care.
Yeah,
it means nothing to me.
Not your money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It means nothing to me.
No, I don't see Mark Lerner, putting up 500 mil.
No, I don't think so.
Coming up next, EB's entertainment page here on The Junkies.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, earlier we went through the Commanders' schedule and made our official record predictions. Based off of that, I put up our Scotty's Vodka poll of the day. Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, love throughout the DMV. Commanders won just four games last season. Will they win eight or more this season?
Mm.
So you can vote yes, at least eight wins. EB has them at nine.
Mm-hmm.
Cakes has them at 10, right. So they would vote yes. Jace and I both have them at 7.
I'm going to go
so
vote
that
yes.
Would be a no. You can vote at Junks Radio, where we now have a new link tree. Mike Marr set that up. Not exactly sure what that means.
I don't know what a
click on
is.
The link tree, it goes to other sites.
Can you explain?
I think it just shows you all your different sites. Right?
Yeah, exactly. It's just one link, and then when you click on it, it has our YouTube page, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, everything.
Very good. Okay. A link tree.
Also, the boys behind the glass gave us their official record predictions.
Oh, can I predict?
They didn't do that on air.
Can I predict what they predicted?
Drabby t-shirt.
Oh, he doesn't like the Commanders.
He's a hater. literally, the definition of a hater.
I'm going to predict he predicted 5 wins.
6-11.
You're close.
Yeah, I mean, Charity, he wanted to pick 5.
Myers. I think he likes him a little bit better.
He always likes him a little bit
eight
better.
Eight wins from Myers.
Very close. He went 7-9-1.
Oh, he's throwing a gimmicky tie. I like it. I like that angle. Yeah.
He's always got a gimmick.
And Mike Maher.
Stick.
Also known as Mike
he's
Moore.
All in. He's freaking all in. 10 wins.
Actually, 8-9.
Oh. You got him 8-9, Derek?
It took a lot out of me not to say 10 or 11.
Yeah, come on. I'm the only guy with double-digit wins.
Here's the key question, though. Did you guys actually do what we did?
No, I didn't.
Sophisticated analysis?
No, I didn't. It would probably change.
Or did you just say, 7-11 sounds about right. That's what 7-10. Yeah. That's what you guys did.
Yeah. It was a feeler.
I do have Jane Daniels on both of my fantasy teams.
Oh, you do?
Oh, you do, too.
As starter or backup on?
He's behind Kyler in one of them and behind Dak in another.
All right.
So I have him.
I like him as a backup. I mean, he might be a good starter.
He might
I know.
Usurp them.
Yeah, you're right.
Dude, I know who you fantasy geeks are. He's going to have one game, the whole world will pick him up,
right.
Typing him up as the best guy. You know what I mean? These fantasy guys are crazy.
I don't think he's available.
Yeah, cakes.
Probably. He's probably not available.
Fantasy guys are crazy.
Well, do you think Jaden Daniels is available in any draft?
No.
I mean, not draft, in any free agent
on a waiver
list.
Wire?
Right,
no.
I'm making a prediction. Zach Ertz has a good game, and everyone's going to go nuts. Some point.
I hope he does. I've got him on one
Bikey Bots, we put our Huevos on the line, and he's the only quarterback we took. He's ride or die, baby.
Is Mikey, a little bit of a homer? No.
No.
He didn't care at all.
He barely knows half the players in the league.
Yeah.
He just likes to throw to cash.
He just likes.
Does Mike Stotts have emotion?
Yes, but not about.
Yeah,
not really.
Yeah.
About
only
football.
when he double faults.
Yeah, definitely. Sure.
Oh, because he smashes his racket.
No,
and stuff.
I mean, I've played tennis with him probably a dozen times. I don't think I've ever seen him like throw his racket. I've seen him blister a 130-mile-an-hour serve past my face.
Right.
But I've never seen him throw a racket.
Usually, you don't throw your racket when you're winning 6-love.
Oh, yeah,
that's
true.
What happens.
I think so.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'll occasionally get a game off him if he double faults 2 or 3 times.
Well, the last thing I would do would repeatedly play him then. I would hit with him, but I would not repeatedly bash my brains.
I go out for some exercise.
Right. That's why
it's
I would say we can hit.
It's fine.
I don't need you to beat my brains in.
It's all
6-love every time.
Yeah.
All right, let's open up the entertainment page.
Hey, sometimes
you by
6-love, 6-1.
Okay.
All right. Slow down over there,
that's
partner.
Because he double faulted a few times.
Hey,
brought
I'll
to you
still
by
take it.
BMW of Fairfax.
Oh, that's right. BMW Fairfax. He may not be the most interesting man in the world, but my guy Mike Walker of BMW Fairfax has no interest in charging you interest, just 2.99%. Almost X-Series models. I've got the X5. It's amazing. My buddy just bought the i7, that electric thing. He loves it. It zooms. It does zoom, zoom. They've got military discounts. You get pre-owned vehicles, all that good stuff. Mention your boy. Ask for Mike. Although he's traveling all over the country, he probably won't be there. But just say EB sent you, and they'll take care of you. All right, Valdez, I think you and I are on this. Even though she wants to get away from the Hawk Tua shtick, Haley Welch is getting her own podcast. Cakes,
no.
You gotta say it.
When I hear that she gets an 8-figure deal,
yeah, I know.
Okay, we'll jump off together. I'm gonna load up the car,
drive off a bridge.
I'm gonna drive off a cliff.
Yeah, right. I don't think she's getting that much yet, but I'm sure she's getting paid. Jake Paul's production company, media company, is producing it. But this girl, she's got a good PR team behind her. Because this hillbilly is cashing in. The name of the podcast, Jason, it's a good name. Talk Tua. Pretty good name, Kate.
Talk Tua.
Talk Tua.
The worst.
And her first guest.
Where is she from?
Like Alabama or something? Or Tennessee? Or
I know she's from down south. I don't know exactly where she's from.
I just said Alabama. I have no idea.
You should know this.
Huh?
Well, she's from Tennessee. She lives in the sticks of Tennessee. That's why she was in Nashville that time.
What is good for the hole is not always good for the soul.
Right.
I think I saw her in Nashville.
Words of wisdom.
So her first
guest. By the way, major D1 talent in Nashville.
Oh, yes. Yeah, strong.
I mean, major.
I was there in the winter.
Isn't it the bachelorette capital of the world?
Oh, there's so many bachelorette parties.
Yeah.
The bachelorette parties everywhere. Big bachelorette buses and up and down the street.
The buses, these girls are dancing. They're wearing nothing.
There is only one.
I just felt awkward. I'm walking around my daughters looking at all these girls on these buses.
Right.
There's only one scenario.
Such a perv.
I can ever foresee myself heading to Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
If the Capitals have a chance to win the Stanley Cup on Smashville's home ice.
Right.
It's the only reason I would ever go to Nashville, because you have soured me on Smashville.
You wouldn't like it.
That's fine. It's all good.
You might like it for an hour.
Okay.
But that's
not
about
worth it. Then if it's just
I
good
told
for
you
one
the only
hour.
Reason I'll go back is if my daughters ended up moving there and I went
right.
down to visit them.
Okay, that makes sense.
But they're not moving there.
Hey, right. Jason, do you do the bit that I do with my youngest now? Every time I'm with her and like say she's getting out of the car, I say, pull your shorts down. Do you say that to your daughters? Cover your cheeks. Your cheeks are hanging out.
I've never said that to anybody in my family.
I might think it, but I don't say it.
Your daughters don't wear dress like my daughters.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, I think they're like Blame It on Rio or something.
Could you find an older,
I love the old
obscure
reference.
Movie?
I love it. I'm a huge fan.
Demi Moore.
Michael Caine.
Yeah. From the beach in Brazil.
I mean, I'm going to guess that movie came out in 1981.
Yeah, something like that.
1980, maybe.
Yeah.
Blame it up.
Your daughters don't do that? They don't wear the shorts like way too high, Jace? My youngest.
I mean,
1984. That generation.
I try not to even think about it.
Well, I just had to cover your cheeks. They're ridiculous.
I mean, they're going to dress how they dress. I mean, yeah. I can't stop them.
Ridiculous. All right, so I think this is fake, but I've been told I follow someone who says that in Hollywood this is a thing where they have fake relationships. But my instinct is that this is just a fake PR thing. There was supposedly a legal document that was leaked claiming that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce will break up on September 28th. Details how the split will be announced, handled in the media.
By the way, we have bets coming to fruition on this. Exact scenario.
Yeah.
Tay-Tay-Kelce relationship survives till when? EB, before the breakup of NFL kickoff 2024. So that's
tomorrow.
You need
it to happen.
You need the breakup today or tomorrow.
Well, let me just say this.
He says after. That's a $5 bet.
Okay. I'll pay because I'm going to lose. Mm-hmm. They're not going to break up today, and now they're going to prolong it. But if it ever does come out, okay, I'm making a caveat right now.
Okay.
If it ever does come out that it was a fake relationship and that this was, in fact, a real document, I get my $5 back.
Sure.
In fact, then you should pay me $10.
Oh, but no, you're kicking
it
down
the road. No, I'll let you ride it out double or nothing until September 28th.
No, because now they're going to delay it.
There's already a double or nothing in here. Kelce Swift divorced within 2 years of marriage. That's the next bet in the book.
Okay, so what if they don't get married and they break up before? I still get paid.
Then, sure.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, no, Valdez gets paid.
Why? If they don't get married and they break up?
If they don't break up before The stupid Ravens go to the Chiefs tomorrow.
I'm going
to
pay
he
that
wins.
One. No, but I thought I made another bet.
No, there's an extension to the bet.
There's an extension.
That's if they get married, right. Then, but there's no if that happens. So that there's no, second bet.
There's no way I can win that. That's a lose-lose for me. I don't understand.
No, you can win that. You can win that if they get married and they're divorced 2 years since right.
They're not going to get married because it's a fake relationship. Although I don't know. Who knows? But now I know they're definitely not going to break up on September 28th because they're denying it. So who knows? Brian May, Cakes.
From Queen?
Queen guitarist. This is kind of scary. I don't know if you saw this story. He suffered a health scare, telling fans his ability to play guitar was in doubt after he lost normal feeling in his arm.
Ooh, that is scary.
He says he was grounded at home while he recovers. He revealed he suffered a minor stroke, which caused him to lose control over his left arm. He's 77, Cake.
Ooh, 70, still wow. Touring.
He had previously suffered a heart attack in 2020. I got to show you this. This is brilliant. This is perfect for a monumental. All right? So this has come up on my feed because, you know, I always look up, like, sauna benefits and everything because I always want to re-inspire myself to keep doing the sauna. Okay, I love the sauna. So I try to do it 4 to 5 times a week, right? So I get a lot of health stuff on my on my reels.
Yeah.
So this one comes up to prevent heart attacks.
All right.
Okay. Ready? Drabby, you need to pay attention. You got to get off the phone.
Prevent heart attacks.
This
got
will
it.
Prevent a heart attack. Ready, Valdez?
I can't wait to see this.
This will prevent a heart attack. You take your hand. This is like an ancient Chinese thing. You take your
ancient
hand.
Ancient Chinese secret?
Yeah.
Okay.
You take your hand and you go like this.
Okay, you tap just the in
nine blo- times.
You just get the blood
nine
flowing
times.
In the right
it
arm.
It breaks up the blockage. Do that nine times. Then you go here.
That hard?
Nine times. Then you go here.
I don't know. That's if it's happening currently.
No, no,
or
no.
You
prevent
just
it. No, prevent it.
So how often
do you this every day? Do this every day. What did I do?
You forgot your elbow part.
Oh yeah, this one. Do this, and then you do that. Here's the problem, though. Nine rounds. You got to do nine rounds of that.
I'd rather have a heart attack.
I'd rather have a big one.
And it breaks up the blockages, and it greatly reduces your chance of heart attack.
You actually believe that?
Yes.
Why do you believe that?
Makes sense to me, actually. Well, it actually makes sense to me in my brain.
Okay.
But the problem is I do that one round, then I'm like, I'm done. Punch
yeah, I mean, can you imagine doing that?
I can't do that.
Well, can't you just do it 81 times and then move on to the next?
I would be more like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I would be more like 81 in. But it breaks up the blockages in your lymph nodes or whatever.
I love that the guy came up with 9, though. Such a random.
I don't know.
I'd rather be dead.
Wouldn't hitting golf balls just be better?
No, I think this goes right to like where your lymph nodes are.
I mean, you're just moving your arms.
No, you don't know. I'm breaking up the blockage.
All right. Okay. And how many times you're going to do that? Zipping.
I've done it a few times.
Sucker.
On camera.
There's probably a disclaimer at the end of it. If you've read this far in the article, it's a goof.
It's not an article. It's a freaking reel. It's some Chinese guy doing it. He looks healthy. I don't know. Drabby is concerned about his girl, Rachel Ray. Cakes, have you seen photos or videos of her lately?
I haven't seen her of late.
Now, Rachel Ray.
Unless she's hosting like a fantasy football podcast on YouTube, I haven't seen her lately.
Rachel Ray, hold on. She was the food girl.
Celebrity
chef.
Yeah,
right.
I don't know if she was a chef, but she was maybe a chef. I don't know. But Rachel she was Ray always into food.
To
right?
slur words in a new video.
Yeah. And remember, she was, you remember her like in her heyday as like this perky little thing. And now she looks. All bloated, been hurting, slurring her words.
Happens to the best of
us. She looks older.
To everybody at some point.
She's 56.
All right, can you run the video?
No,
the
audio? It's not just getting older. I mean, we all witness women getting older. And of course.
Women.
Well, I mean, she's not going to look as silly as she did back in 20 years ago.
Right.
She fell off a cliff. I don't know what to say. And then,
well, I think she's probably boozing.
Looks like her face. I don't know. It looks like her face is all swollen. Looks like
yeah, she's boozing.
Maybe she has Bell's palsy
or something.
Bell's palsy is on the one side. You go.
Well, you said she's slurring. Doesn't that happen from Bell's palsy?
Slur also kitchen, from boozing.
Because
I want to hear it.
Well, Tony Benedetto. That's his full last name. Tony Bennett's coming to dinner. I have to make sure the floors are perfect and the house is clean.
Yeah, she's hammered.
And everything is just amazing.
She's hammered.
I might have gone a little overboard with the floors because when I...
She's hammered. Look, she's rich. She's got all the money in the world. What else is there to accomplish in life? Just start drinking.
Just start boozing every day.
Yeah. What else
she's definitely there? Put on some LBs.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It happens. It happens to the best of us, JP. Elton John. I wonder what happened here, Cakes. Elton John says he's legally blind now after he has a severe eye infection.
Why are you doing that? Why are you looking at me and doing that?
Just wondering. How'd he get an eye infection?
I think I know what your theory is.
Yeah, I have a theory. I don't know. He says, I've been dealing with a severe eye infection.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it's left him with only limited vision in his one eye. But he's healing. Now, the thing is, he's 77. He's not touring anymore, right? Didn't he basically...
I think he did his farewell tour.
So what do I care if he's blind or not at this point?
Well, I mean, I know you don't care if he's blind. He cares if he's blind.
Right. But it's temporary. It's eye infection. It'll go away. Get some eye drops.
Yeah.
Fix it. At 77, he's such a genius. He could still perform all his songs without... He doesn't even read music. Like he didn't need to see the keys.
No. He could sit down.
He'd be Ray Charles.
Yeah, he just crushes it.
Yeah, I mean, he would just sit down and just be Stevie Wonder.
He goes and plays Crocodile Rock.
Right, zero practice.
Don't they got to set him up on the right key?
You don't think he would just instinctively know where the keys are?
I think he'd probably have to feel a little bit, just play one,
and he knows.
He's not going to start on the left side, thinking he's in the middle.
JP. He's not a monkey like me that was forced to learn piano and hated every minute of it.
I know lots of people could do this, but there's a cool video of John Frusciante. Is that how you say his name? The Red Hot Chili Peppers guitarist.
That sounds right.
All right, so they were about ready to play one of their sillies. I can't remember which one it was. I don't know if it was. Whatever
under the
it
bridge,
was.
Guitar Cakes players favorite.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
One of them.
My favorite. Chili Peppers.
Chad Smith is starting to go off, and then John Frusciante starts walking over. It's like 20 years old, this video. And he walks over, and you've all seen guitars do this before, but he just, in the middle of the concert, starts live tuning right before he gets into his riff, or whatever his riff is. Mm-hmm. They prolong the intro, right? While he's sitting there, and he's just tuning his guitar.
Yeah, jam bands.
Live,
great.
Just tuning it live. Ding, 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 ding. Make sure it's all money. And then he finally gets it. And then he
sounds great.
Towards it, and he goes, bomp, bomp, bomp.
Is that on YouTube?
Yeah, somewhere. It's silly.
Guitar players just... They baffle
all
me.
Musicians. They baffle. They're touched by musicians.
God. They are.
If you can play the guitar... And sing at the same time?
Yeah, without looking at the guitar?
You're a certified genius.
Correct.
All right, no,
in
you're
my
not.
Opinion.
Yes,
I used to be able to do that, Cakes.
Then you're a genius.
And I'm not a genius.
Well, look, if you could do what? What did Cakes say?
Play guitar and sing at the same time.
And be silly at it?
I did it every Sunday
like
at church.
In the choir? I mean, like, you're silly? Like, yeah. Mark Robert's Touched by God.
I definitely could do the Our Father.
JP was not Touched by God.
No.
That's what I say. It's not that silly of a talent.
He was in
the
house of worship, but he wasn't touched by God.
You can do it at an elite level. You need to say it at an elite level.
Right.
Because any hillbilly can pick up a guitar. John Daly can pick up a guitar and write a song about his Rolex.
I mean, like, if you can command an audience and do it, like...
Hey, I commanded an audience every Sunday at 12, Cakes.
It was a captive audience.
You played like two chords.
Everybody was forced to be there. Nobody really wanted to be there.
We were forced to be there.
I felt like I was forced to be there, personally.
All right, guys, what's it going to...
You didn't enjoy it.
I'm just speaking of my own experience.
Cakes, what's it going to take to get Thompson Creek windows in your home this fall? Huge savings? Well, you're in luck. Thompson Creek windows keep your energy bills in check while keeping you toasty all winter long. Talking big savings here. 50% off, as in 50. Yep, it's the first ever Thompson Creek Window Fest. Call Thompson Creek now to save 50%. Buy one window, get one 50% off, plus special finance options and a 50-year guarantee. Do what I did. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK or visit thompsoncreek.com.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Happy to be joined on the BetQL Guest Hotline by Mike Locksley, head coach of the University of Maryland Terrapins, who got a 50-7 win against UConn last week. They take on the Spartans on the Team 980 this Saturday. You can get pregame coverage starting at 2:30. What's up, coach?
What's going on, fellas? How you guys doing?
What's up, coach?
So you got to like those kind of games. Is it? I'm not going to say it's stress-free, but when you get a big lead like that, you got to love it, right?
No, I mean, I think the biggest thing that comes away from when you play pretty clean football for the most part is you get to play a lot of players. And, you know, as I've learned over the years with in this league, the more guys you have to get that game experience, the better it is for you down the road. And so to be able to play 79 different players, some in very meaningful situations, will be beneficial for us as we get into the Big Ten Conference. Like we do this weekend against Michigan State.
Well, Coach, one of those players that got that experience was Nolan Ray. He had a remarkable 48-yard touchdown run to give the Terps a 14-0 lead. Tell us what sort of, you know, was he showing those traits during training camp, and how did you manage to get him here? He was a Michigan guy who had Iowa after him, Stanford, some other big schools. How did you convince him to come to College Park? It looks like a good decision at this point.
Yeah, you know, he was a guy a year ago, he struggled, he dealt with migraines all year and wound up playing limited minutes, but he showed some flashes a year ago. But where I think where people really took notice was last spring and during spring ball and then this summer. And a lot of the stuff you saw last week, the long runs with the contact balance and the ability to accelerate out of there, it's something that he's shown, you know, all throughout camp, all throughout spring, and we were excited to have a chance to kind of see what he looked like. You know, how did we get him out of Michigan? It was a camp evaluation. You know, he came down for camp. He had dealt with a little meniscus injury in his senior year of high school, but still had quite a few people suitors after him and throughout the Midwest. You know, we hadn't gone up in Detroit. Dan Enos, because of his ties up in that area, had some connections, and we were able to land a really good player.
Coach, talk about Ty Felton, man. He local kid, Ashburn, Virginia, where Stud. I live, Stonebridge High School, same high school as Jonathan Allen, and had a really, really good day. I'm actually going against him in fantasy this week because Cakes across the table has him.
I got him. He hits her.
But he had a really good day. Talk about Ty's performance.
Yeah, you know, and Ty's a guy that's kind of waited his turn behind some talented guys. You know, we've had Rakim Jarrett through here. Jay Sean Jones played a long time. And Ty had always kind of been the complimentary guy to those guys. And a year ago, we saw him take the big step, and he was led us in yards per catch and had over 40 balls. But I think what you continue to see is what we, you know, the evaluation process comes through, and that, you know, Ty was another one of those guys that was highly recruited early, and then he dealt with the knee injury his senior year and maybe flew under the radar, and some people maybe had backed off of him. But, you know, the loyalty we showed Ty, I think it's starting to pay off because he's a really good player and one of those guys that we try to target to get his touches because he'll make plays for you.
Coach, I could be wrong, but I don't think you wanted to tell us your starting quarterback last week.
Nope.
It was Billy Edwards Jr., and you talked about this after the game, and maybe you can fill us in a little bit more that when you came to deciding on your quarterback, you looked at a guy who played with the ones, the twos, the threes throughout all your camps, and you couldn't tell if he was playing with the ones, twos, or threes. Fill us in a little more about that.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that we always talk about from the quarterback position is that you have to have the mind of a coach and the skill of a player. And so what happens when you play with younger players and, you know, a quarterback's job, you know, look, they shouldn't have to force the game because we have enough talented players around them that it's just a matter of distributing the ball and getting it to the right people at the right time. And, you know, when you look at what Billy was able to do throughout camp, and we rotated three quarterbacks with the ones, the twos, and even there were times where they would, one guy would go with the threes. And what I looked for was, could you tell who they were playing with? Because when you play with young players that really don't know what to do, as a quarterback, you've got to mitigate the risk of knowing, okay, I may not have the best O-line, so I got to make a quick decision. I have to make really smart decisions and then protect the football even when I don't have the necessary pieces. So Billy did a great job of that. And I think they all did, but there were times where, you know, we never knew because of his comfort level in our system what group he was going with. And that kind of settles you as a coach because, you know, one of the things that a quarterback's job is to do is to protect the football and mitigate the risk with his decision-making. And going into the first game, Billy was the guy that gave us that comfort level.
All right, so conference season starts. Michigan State coming in. They weren't overwhelming last week, but, you know, Coach Jonathan Smith brought in a bunch of transfers, so they're kind of rebuilding. Just give us your thoughts on the Spartans this weekend.
Yeah, been through that rebuild that he's going through, and the good thing that you learn is that you can make this, you can turn it pretty quickly if you get him to play as a team. And that was the one thing, you know, coming out of their game a week ago that stood out to me, was that they found a way to win in a tough game. And that speaks a lot about the character of the team. And, you know, I think much like us, they're leaning on their defensive side of the ball, which had some big stops and kind of pretty much kept them out of the end zone when they needed to do it. Offensively, they're trying to find the identity that Jonathan Smith established at Oregon State, where they want to be physical and run the football. And unlike a week ago, I think this week, you know, they're built up front more like we are and more like a Big Ten team. So it'll be a little more physical, I think, up front. And we've got to do a great job on the defensive side of limiting those big plays that come off the run game.
Well, Coach Locks, thanks again for joining us. We appreciate it. Best of luck against the Spartans. And hopefully next week we're talking to a 2-0 Coach Locksley. We'll talk to you next week.
Let's go.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you, Coach.
Appreciate it.
So you can listen to the Terps Spartans on the Team 980 this Saturday, pregame at 2:30, kickoff at 3:30 p.m.
Were we supposed to lobby to go to practice? We're going to let you guys do that behind the scenes. We got to do that behind the scenes.
Yeah.
What if he turns us down? Be embarrassing.
What if you said, no media out here?
No, we got any media, you guys.
Only if you can sing the fight song.
I can't sing the fight song. Yeah. I can't sing
if you memorize the fight song.
I think it's the victory song.
Yeah.
That's what they call it? Victory song?
Okay. I think I could pull the cakes part because I've heard him just go,
victorious. I just call him on the Valdez when he starts singing.
Well, I know that.
I'm a background singer.
I know that part. Everybody knows that part. Cakes, there's a few more words.
I just want to see them singing the damn song after they hopefully beat up on the Spartans. That'd be nice.
And Tech has Marshall this weekend.
Yep.
And that's basically a season definer.
Thundering turd.
Right.
Yeah. It's a thundering turd beat the Hokies last year. So. Yeah.
All right. We got to get out of here. For Bish Bucks, Cake CB, I'm JP. We'll see you tomorrow. Be Mitch and Finley next here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.